Welcome to the Call of a Leader conference call, hosted by Dave Johnson, along with top leaders, sharing the Nicken vision.
Your confidence, belief, trust, your motivation, why you're doing this. You'll probably notice the words I'm using have to do with really a lot of psychology, because I really believe that's mostly what this is. The words really are important, but I think just your psychology, voice qualities, things like that. People can size you up in seconds over the phone, and they can tell whether you really believe or not. And I think there's two ideas too about this. One of them is that when you're first getting involved, is maybe at that point your faith is in someone else's faith, and you're not too certain. And so in a way, you could look at that as being a connector to bring people to the expert, the person with the mojo, with that magic. The critical factor is somebody has to have that magic, that to really have the heart and soul of this, the belief. And so as soon as you can, I'd recommend that you strive to be that person. But also, even when you become that person, work as a team. This is not a single person sport. This is something that you want to do as a team, and the most wonderful, happiest, some of the neatest, most productive things that you can do is just being part of a team and then just deciding that you're going to do this. Now, a couple of other thoughts that I'd like to just share about this is that if it's hard to do, if you're really sweating it a lot, if it's scary, and especially if you're not getting good results, if you've actually made several phone calls and things aren't going the right way, I'll just say you're doing it wrong. doing Nicken, you want it to be fun, comfortable, and especially you want it to be easy, because it's really important what you do, but in the Nicken business, it's especially important what you do that can be duplicated. And so everything that you do, especially starting out with just that first phone call, if you're tense, if you're wondering, oh man, what if they're going to ask me this or that, they'll feel that. And so just kind of relax. And if you're still kind of thinking that way, what I'd recommend is maybe call a brother-in-law or somebody that you just know won't be interested, and talk to them first. But also have by your side on the phone with you, and have a trusted friend and confidant that's already in the business, and make that call with them, and then just pass it over to them and let them do it too. Something that has worked for the history of mankind, why we become successful in pretty much everything, is the apprenticeship idea. Pretty much everything we do, from learning to talk or walk or any skill, is learned from someone else who already knows how to do it. And the thing I love about the Nicken business is we have sponsors. We have people that are already accomplished. And the thing that's fascinating about this business is you can be on the phone with somebody that is an expert in this, a master, and it doesn't cost anything. The training in Nicken is ongoing, and all it is just an effort to plug yourself in to somebody that already knows how to do it. And just imagine, this thought right here. Let's say that you really want to build a business, but you're concerned about bothering your upline, and that you're taking their time. Well, okay, just imagine you are committed to this, but you're new. Imagine somebody that you've shared this with, they call you and they say, you know, I'm really interested in this business, but I really hope I'm not bothering you right now. Okay, can you imagine being bothered if somebody actually called you? That is one of the most wonderful moments, is when you actually find somebody that's excited and interested and wants to do this as much as you do. And you're not going to say, well, yeah, you're bothering me, can you call another time? You're going to say, oh, wow, oh, my goodness, Wow. And that'll happen with your upline too. I've been in NECAN for years and years and years, and I still get the thrill when somebody calls and says, boy, I really want to do this. I hope I'm not bothering you right now. And I love calling new people with a partner and sharing the NECAN story. It's one of my favorite things to do. So anyway, what I think we should talk about is just that fundamental idea. Make it comfortable, look easy, because when you're talking to that person right at the very beginning, you might not realize this, but while you're talking, they're actually interviewing you as well. And they're thinking things like, do you believe in what you're saying? Can I trust you? Do you have my best interests at heart? And also, real fundamentally, when you start talking about business, when you're talking, when you're working, that's actually, in a way, describing what the business is. And so they're going to be asking, can I do this? Would I even want to do this? Would I want to do this with you? And you want all of these questions that I'm sure are coming up in their mind to be, yeah, I could do this. Wow, this looks fun. And I'd like to be with you on this team. And you want you yourself, you just want to be so likable that they want to join. And one of the biggest reasons is just so that they can hang around you and be with you. And then the idea of being involved in a great cause, doing something, accomplishing things, that is just a really appealing thing that really comes to them. And so that's a lot of the ideas as far as just being real successful, total belief, and then also doing it enough to make it happen. The things that make this really give you control of your destiny is learn the story, and then just learn to tell it well. And of course, it's a numbers game. Tell it more often, and the more you tell it, of course, the more practiced you'll be, the more comfortable you'll be. And almost everyone, you've probably heard this phrase, and I really love it, is that if it's worth doing, it's worth doing poorly until you learn to do it well. But again, you don't have to do it alone. And this is something that you can become a master at in a very, very short time. And so just learn the story, learn to tell it well, tell it as often as you can, and that employs the magic of the large numbers, and things just really start popping. And one of the things that I think makes this so special at this very moment is here's a chance to be brand new all over again. We have a new year before us, and I think that's a really powerful thing. And make some goals, but also make a plan of action. Also, brand new before us is NECAN. We have some new leadership, lots of excitement there. I've been on the phone with Jeff Isom several times over the last couple of weeks, and I'm just really stirred by his passion. Zig Ziglar talks about don't be a snob. Don't be susceptible to the negative influence of other people. Well, I'm very susceptible to the positive influence of other people, especially when I want to believe in. And we've got some really great things in place. We're moving into a whole new building. That's exciting. Lots of room for expansion. We've got, I believe, the most amazing product in the history of NECAN that is just leaps and bounds ahead of anything that we've done. And what I'm doing is starting all over again myself, and there's something magical about that. And I'd like to just kind of share you with kind of the script that I'm doing with people that is working really, really well. And I'm just thinking of people that I already know, and I think, why would I want them in the business? And so when you call that person, you'll begin with a sincere compliments and some well thought out reasons why you'd like to have them in the business. And the thing I like about this idea is that the very worst outcome from your phone call is that years from now they'll remember this phone call as a time when they got a compliment we all need to get more compliments than we do. And I think one of the best things we can do is become consultants is just to go out and spread some sunshine and some good cheer and make people feel good. Not only with our products that make people feel good, but with our personalities. And we should really spread love and so sincerely think of why you would want them in the business and tell them. And it could be so basic as I like you, and I really think that we could do well together in business, and I think we could have a lot of fun. And why I'm calling you right now is I have a very successful partner that I'm working with, and what we're doing is bringing to market what I believe is a $4 billion product. And it's a business person's dream. Now, this is something that everybody is going to need and want. And yet no one has it. And they can only get it from us. And this has to do with energy medicine. And maybe you follow this a little bit. Many experts like Dr. Oz say that energy medicine is the future of all medicine. And I'm just so excited because I'm here to say that the future is now. Right now, we're doing some demonstrations. And this has just been launched. We actually have an energy medicine product that's affordable, that produces almost instantaneous results. You can actually feel it right now. And I want you to see this and feel it. But I believe that if you're ambitious and interested in maybe taking on something that really could be really big and definitely helping a lot of people and certainly lucrative. We really should get together and talk. And I also want you to see what we're doing. I want you to meet my partner and just see if this could be a fit for everyone. And if you talk like that, say kind of the words that I just said, amazing